This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. May 3rd is World Press Freedom Day, a day established by the United Nations to raise awareness of the need for media freedom and recognize the role journalists play in the development of society. A particularly troubling aspect of media freedom and the media's role in reflecting society back to itself is the number of journalists attacked, even killed. I talked to Jim Boumela about the killing of journalists in the world. Mr. Boumela is the president of the International Federation of Journalists. The IFJ represents media unions at the world level.
The IFJ has been gathering statistics for the last 15 years. And every year it publishes on the 1st of January the list of journalists and media workers killed the year before. But for all these years, this report has been a very tragic roll call of journalists killed and recorded the death of over 1,500 colleagues, including the 105 who died last year, victims of targeted killings, bomb attacks and crossfire incident. But all this reveal that regional conflicts, drug wars and political unrest continue to create killing fields for journalists and people who work with them. And one of the most important lessons, you know, to learn is that the vast majority of these journalists who die, and the many thousands who were injured in vicious attacks, they're not international correspondents in war. You know, people that know that they're going to risk their lives, but they are just normal reporters and editors in peacetime who die in their own countries and targeted for doing their job, which is trying to bring the news that keep their citizens informed.
What does the IFJ do to help journalists around the world?
Well, the IFJ has got 160 unions around the world, and every time a journalist is killed, we all join together to demand action from governments and world bodies to stop the killings and bring the murderers of journalists to justice. So our call and our mobilization has always been geared up to our affiliate unions to ask them to help us, not only on every single occasion when a journalist has killed, so that we are a body of people that are protesting and that are in the world that it is happening, but also in terms of the work that we are doing. You know, for example, in terms of political lobbying, we have been also for all these years trying to put impunity at the top of the political agenda, because we think that the solution to impunity will be when governments start rigorously applying their laws against murder to the killers of journalists.